Welcome to Inspired to Be with me, Elise. From heartwarming stories to practical tips on self-care and wellness, this is your go-to space for uplifting vibes that nourish your soul and ignite your spirit. Good morning. Happy Monday, beautiful friends. This is something new I'm doing and I can't wait to share it with you because I think Monday mornings we need that boost of inspiration. It's so nice to get that positivity and just that uplifting vibe in your ears. So Monday mornings, I am sharing with you a little snippet of an inspired moment that can start your week right. These little episodes are literally going to be like 5 minutes, so it's so easy for you to listen and just get that little boost of inspiration. Today, we're jumping in with how to start your morning right. How can you add lots of little right actions together to lead to results? Now, when I say lots of little right actions, I mean the tiny little things that you put together in your morning to help you feel like you're going into the day as your best self. Are these things that you do first thing in the morning? Are they things that you set up for yourself the night before? What is it that really sets your soul on fire, that really brings you into the best version of yourself? Maybe it has to do with movement. Maybe that is something that's your non-negotiable. When you get up in the morning, you have to move your body. Is it putting on a 10-minute stretch video? Is it going outside for a 10-minute or half an hour walk? Or are you more of like a meditation kind of person? Do you want to sit down and journal for 10 minutes and get your thoughts out before the chaos of the morning begins? What type of food and drinks do you put into your body when you first wake up that gives you the best start for an energized day? Who do you talk to first thing in the morning? Is it your husband? Is it your kids? What actions and what reactions are coming up? It's really nice to reflect on your morning routine and how it's going and where you might like to start making little changes for the better, because it really is the precursor to a good day ahead. I think if you go into your morning feeling positive and like things have gone well, you have more energy. Your interactions with other people come from a nicer, kinder, more level-headed place. So let's quickly talk through the lots of little right actions that can lead you to positive results. Getting up at the same time every day is a huge one. So if you are an early bird and you like your mornings, you might set your alarm to 5:30 every morning. And what will happen is over time, your body will naturally wake up at that time, which is really cool. I like to set my alarm using a really nice, like gentle alarm that's not in your face and jolting you awake. I love waking up to that alarm, but most of the time I'll wake up a few minutes before my alarm anyway. Make sure that you're getting that 7 to 8 hours sleep. So if you're consistently setting your alarm for 5:30, go back 8 hours and make sure that your nighttime routine is starting with enough time to allow you to fall asleep within that 7-8 hour window. Yes, I get it. We're all mums. We have kids. There are most nights where we get woken up, but you know, just as a whole. So now you've woken up to your alarm that goes off at the same time every day. What is it that you love doing? Do you want to prioritize getting up and getting ready before anybody else in the house is up and ready? Maybe that puts you in a mindset of boss lady or fit lady, or you know what I mean? Do you want to get up, have a shower, get into your beautiful outfit so you're in work mode? Do you want to get up and put your nice gym gear on so you're in that mindset of I'm going to go to the gym? What is it that makes you feel good? Getting ready for me is always an afterthought because I prioritize walking in the morning. So for me, getting up and going for a walk, and some days I'm really not feeling it and I'll literally only walk for 20 minutes. Some days I'll walk for 45 and I listen to my body there. But I really think you need to be conscious of what helps you feel great. Now that you've done your first thing that helps you feel great, what is it that you can put into your body that will really give you energy and support your nourishment and health and wellness? If you're someone that is looking to support your hormone health, or you've been interested before in my hormonal acne and perioral dermatitis podcast episode, hormone health is really important. So making sure that you're having a breakfast that is made from whole foods, made from scratch. If you're strapped for time, there's ways that you can prepare for this ahead of time. Overnight oats, overnight chia pudding, smoothie prep, boiled eggs. When I'm in a really big rush, I'll have two boiled eggs and a chopped up apple, and I'll literally take them with me in the car. Preparing yourself ahead of time to have something nourishing. So you're not just having cardboard cereal that's filled with nothing good for you, but you're focusing on those whole foods, protein, fiber, carbohydrates, and beautiful nourishing ingredients. Now, I get it, guys. This all sounds very beautiful, but let me tell you, in my household, as soon as I get home from my walk, it is crazy. I'm packing lunch boxes, I'm packing school bags, I'm reminding everyone 50 times to brush their teeth, to put their socks on. And my kids all go to different schools at the moment. So every day they need different things. Who's got library bags? Who's got readers? You know, who's in sports uniform? So I'm just saying that that is normal. Please don't think that you have to have a really cushy, calm, beautiful routine. But what will happen is as you start doing these lots of little right actions that support you, that come back to you and where you feel your best, it means that you can support everyone else and everything else will feel more routine and easy. One last tip that I like to say, because this really helps me, is that I really try to encourage my children to be very independent. Even my three-year-old Chloe, I have all their shoes downstairs and I'll say to them with 10 minutes to go, because you know you have to remind them so many times, 10 minutes till I actually want to be driving out the driveway. And I also am grateful that I have a garage that's closed and they can go in there and I can hear them. I will say to them 10 minutes before, okay, guys, we're going now. Can you please go down and put your shoes and socks on and get in the car? Now, this takes a long time. It takes me a few times of reminding them. But what I've realized is if I give that 10-minute warning, then I'm quickly getting my last-minute things together. Sometimes it's grabbing my boiled eggs or my apple or grabbing my smoothie. But by the time I actually get down there, most of the time, more often than not, they've all then got their shoes on. I have probably yelled from upstairs, have you been distracted? Are you putting your shoes on? But we get there in the end, and then I buckle everyone in and then we zoom out the driveway. So guys, I just want you to feel realistic about this, but please have a look at where you could start putting in these little actions to lead to positive, calm, beautiful, energized you. I hope you loved that little inspired moment. I have another episode coming this week, a bit of a longer episode on Wednesday as usual, and then I'll be back in your ears again next Monday with another inspired moment. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I can't wait to be in your ears again next week, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you want to connect with me, also come on over to Instagram or YouTube, where you can leave me a comment or send me a message.